Well, it was a cracker of a game last Wednesday. And he called it Billy Moore. Origin legend. What a game, mate.
Yeah, mate, it was one for the ages, one for the faithful, wasn't it? Like, I had the great pleasure of being there, and obviously nervous as all the Queenslanders in the house were, but what was strange, mate, is not lying, there was not a word said. The first 20 minutes was dead quiet. It was almost like everyone was too afraid to get too vocal on foreign soil. Obviously, New Zealand got those two tries, they revved up, and then Queensland came out like a freight train. So by the end of the game, the South Australians were on their seat screaming Queenslander. Wandering around Lang Park, mate. Great ground, great atmosphere, great game.
Like you said, you know, 10-0 half time. What did Wayne Bennett, what did he say at half time?
Well, he did what Wayne Bennett does best, just peeled it back and simplified it and just said, play straight, play, you know, obviously watch your hand a little bit and use the breeze. What I didn't realise, but where I was sitting, I was obviously protected. Remember late in the first half, Cleary puts a little chip kick over and the wind caught and it went over the dead ball line. And all of a sudden, I realised that we were running into a gale. So I thought, geez, you know, 10 points behind, we were a chance here. I reckon Bennett knew that. So that's why they used the breeze in the second half. They defended really well. But if you remember, they tightened up the ruck and they stopped going around New South Wales and went through them. And that was the difference.
I was just standing out in the lounge room that second half. And seriously, I've got goosebumps now. I mean, oh, yeah. And I just went, these boys are going to do this. It's going from 10-0 down to winning 18-14. And the first time I've ever agreed with Gus Gould when he said Wayne Bennett is the best halftime coach in the world.
Yeah, well, you can't deny the evidence or the results of that. And we've done it again, mate. Go back to this time last week, New Zealand Wales, especially that media was scoffing at some of the blokes that were in our team, and didn't they come up?
Oh.
I think the back three had played zero games.
Yeah.
Sammy, Brimson, Coates, and they were all good. Brimson was exceptional. I thought Coates showed that in better quality, he's a better player. So he's been hamstrung by being in a weak Broncos team.
Yeah.
The kid's got ability. And then I loved the aged players, Kurt Catewell. So basically, with all due respect to Kurt Catewell, he's a bench player in a very, very good side. Mate, he gets his chance. Out of, well, I think really out of position. He was hopping a little bit. He was outstanding. But Jake Friend, remember I talked about Jake Friend, I thought was going to be the barometer?
Yep.
And, mate, 50 tackles, a couple of off breaks, try assist, mate. Probably the oldest player on the field, and he was fantastic, wasn't he?
It was just like, okay, we're experienced, we've got to get these guys and make them feel comfortable and confident, and it just riveled right through the whole team, and it was just the good old Queensland spirit that just went bang again. Every Queensland, every New South Welshman has got their head down. I rang Tommy Radonica straight after the game. He wouldn't talk to me.
that's brilliant. Well, look, as much as we want to and we need to bask in the glory of that because the win was such a commendable one with nine rookies and against backs against the wall, really we had nowhere to go, mate. We couldn't go any further backwards, and that's what Queensland do. When you back us into the corner, what we go is sweet. We're going to go one way, that's forward, and come out fighting, and they did it. Now the key thing, though, Hemo, you remember this time last year, we won game one, held up in game two. So as good as that is, we've now got to refocus and look. I actually think the team we've got going into game two probably better than the team that's game one. Like, our bench is fantastic. Stewart goes from the bench into the back row. I think that's a good move, obviously removing Cohen Hess. It's a shame to lose Brimson, but Holmes comes in and we know he can play footy. We're going to miss, I think, with Welch being out.
Yes.
But Demarcus Louis, again, he will personify what Queensland's about. This is his one chance. Demarcus Louis, 5 years ago, would never even have thought anywhere in his lifetime was he ever going to play Origin, I would have thought.
Yep.
And now he's got his chance. Watch him rumble.
Mate, one thing I did pick up with New South Wales, they seem to be a bit scared to move the ball around. Once they got that try to make it 18-14, all of a sudden you saw them spinning the ball around and we were in a bit of trouble then, I think, when they started going out wide.
I was sitting there, it takes about a minute per set. So with 10 to go, I'll go, we'll do 5 sets each, that's 30 tackles.
Yeah.
And there was 24 tackles, then it was 18 tackles. I just couldn't wind that clock down fast enough.
Yeah.
You know, they're a great side, and they've made some changes in the players. They brought in a great player. So remember game one, I said the key was not about them, it's about us,
yes,
what we can do. And that's not going to change. That's not going to change one bit. It's going to be more important because their backs to the wall, they're going to be desperate. So what we need to do is be equally desperate. And I think the key for us is what Friend did around the ruck, mate. If we can hold that ruck and all of a sudden turn the ball back in the middle when Damien Cook gets caught, or Tedesco, or Cody Walker, when they come up the middle, if we can stop that being a real penetration run, then that's when Swells are really going to have some trouble. So the glue around the ruck is imperative, and that's where the Friends of the World was so important, and will be even more so in Sydney tomorrow night.
We're looking forward to the game tonight, and we'll catch up again next Wednesday if we can, mate, to talk about Game 3. Just quickly, I heard a rumour you've got a restaurant somewhere.
Well, if I did takeaway, Far North is your wonderful listeners, I couldn't recommend more than my pizza shop. I've got a Orgello's Pizzeria. It is Mooloola Bar, overlooking the beautiful Mooloola Bar Bay. So come on in. If you get a chance, obviously we don't deliver as far as Gladstone, but next time you make your way down to the sunny coast, come to Mooloola Bar. Come to Orgello's, oceanfront restaurant. I promise I won't cook. And if you've got some New South Wales in the group, I'll charge them and not charge the Queensland.
There you go. All right, well, I'll just do that, mate. I'm glad you're not going to cook, but I'll have a cold beer with you.
All your listeners are going to make sure they come to my restaurant with someone from New South Wales in their group now, because they're going to get a free meal.
Yeah, look out. All right, Billy, thank you again for your time. Give us that big chant again before you go, eh?
Mate, to all your wonderful listeners, we're up 1-0. Now we're going to take it 2-0 because we want to do a clean sweep. Go the Queenslanders! Love your work, mate.
Thanks, Billy.
See you, mate.